Hi, welcome to Angel Answers with Amy Toy. Hi, Stella. We're sorry we got on the line a little bit late here. There's some technical difficulties. We're going to be having a great show today. So, Stella, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, honey. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm okay. Mercury in retrograde really likes to screw around with electrical equipment, so poor dog
I
there.
know. It just hit me right smack between the eyes today. I'm waiting for the phone to ring, and I'm going, wait a minute. I kept reaching for the phone. But anyway, but Archangel Gabriel's going to help us out here, right?
Yeah, he's actually the Archangel of Communication, so this will be an
I
interesting
know. So
show.
we need to boot him in the butt today.
No. How are you doing, Stella, other than Mercury in retrograde, which we'd like to bomb him, the bomb
Oh,
Mercury.
I'm doing fine, honey. I'm just sitting here all revved up, waiting, glad so many people are joining us and finding us, and
Exactly.
your message is definitely getting out there, and the angels are definitely doing their work.
Exactly. So we have a very, very interesting show. We're going to start with the Archangel of the Month, which every month we'll have an Archangel that we're going to introduce in the first Monday of every month. And today is Archangel Gabriel. The reason why we chose this angel is because of the Christmas season, obviously. And Gabriel in the Bible, starting in the if you're into the Bible, I studied the Bible numerous years ago. Which was in the first book of Luke, starting in I believe chapter 1 through 20 or whatever it is, announced to Zachary and his barren wife Elizabeth of John the Baptizer's arrival. So Archangel Gabriel, though, is been throughout the Bible in the book of Daniel. It talks about Daniel's prophecies, and Daniel 9:21 talks about Gabriel the man, and they Bible scholars interpret that as the Archangel Gabriel. So it's going to be a fascinating show. And Stella and I did some research on Gabriel, and we're going to kind of tie in our personal experiences since when I started opening up again in the year 2000, Gabriel was the archangel that I worked with for 2 years. So this will be a fascinating show, and we're going to take calls at the last half an hour. And we'll have messages and discussions, or you just want to talk about our topic, we'll be more than happy to announce the call numbers at the second half of the show. So, Stella, what is your experience with Archangel Gabriel? You said you had some experiences too, with the Archangel of Communication, which is communication.
Absolutely. Well, Gabriel, my son was born like December 14th. And of course, I wasn't familiar with Gabriel, but this angel was around me that was blowing this trumpet. And he is, and I mean, even before Christmas, like, because, when I first conceived my son, and it was like important for me to go to Syracuse, because there was no GYN there, gynecologist, baby doctor, whatever you want to call him. And so I went to Syracuse, and as it turned out, my son was mentally and physically challenged. But and then Gabriel, also, he was always around me, and I know it was him after I started studying the angels because he always had this trumpet, and if he wasn't blowing it, he was carrying it. And he pointed his trumpet when I was in Jersey City, like toward Teaneck, and that's where Oral Roberts was. And we took my son, because at 4 years old, he weighed 12 pounds. And we took my son there, and Oral Roberts prayed over him. And the whole time, I saw Gabriel like blowing his horn. I mean, it was like really uncanny to me, but I accepted it. It's like this was before I even knew about my spiritual gifts and everything. I mean, I wasn't scared, I wasn't anything. And Johnny started gaining weight, and he started growing, and today he is 40. He's the 14th of December. He will be 48 years old, and he's doing fine.
Okay. Ah,
So,
that's great.
so, but Gabriel, it definitely means man of God, and God has shown him like really strong, almost like Atlas, or the world. But so, I just feel that everything he selects from heaven, who to be birthed into the material world, and spends the 9 months, you know, developing and forming the new person and everything. So I feel that my son is really special.
Yes, he is. And yeah, and it's great about Gabriel, because the reason why I chose him too is because he announced to the Virgin Mary about Jesus' birth. And of course, December 25th, we celebrate the birth of Jesus in the Christian culture. So he is a, you know, the archangel of communication. He means strength of God. That's what his name means. And in the Muslim religion, it's rumored that Gabriel dictated the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad for a period of 23 years. So Gabriel, you know, is meshed in with the other religions and cultures that we have. And it's funny that you mentioned that Gabriel is the archangel of babies, but it really, it's rumored from what I've had some friends in the past have gone to Archangel Gabriel for conception. So, it's an interesting archangel to really work with. Now, I started working with Archangel Gabriel, like I said, when I opened up again, because I had suppressed my gifts before 2000. And I was always psychic, but you can deny your gifts. Some of us do that. You know, it's not, we don't come of this work willingly, you know, being sensitive and psychic or intuitive or whatever. But Archangel Gabriel helped me with messages because I was opening up my mediumship skills at the time. Because everything came at me at once, and a reader said to me, you have Archangel Gabriel around you, and I worked with that archangel for a very long time, and I still call upon Archangel Gabriel if I have messages that I want to convey to the persons, because sometimes people will call us for, well, especially me, Stella not so much, her gifts aren't really in the mediumship, but I do use the mediumship gifts that God imparted to me, so it's an interesting archangel, you know, Gabriel can be either male or female. I feel that he's a male, because the archangels or the angels are androgynous, meaning they have no sex. So they could be male or female to you or I. And I feel more of a male presence than anything. I don't know about you, Stella, but I
yes,
do.
Yes, absolutely.
You know.
And, you know, before I did some research on him and everything, he is the symbol of the lily. And I absolutely love Easter lilies. And that is like the rising and the rebirth and everything else. So he really is a busy little angel. He really keeps everything being brand new, I'll tell you.
Yes, and that is true. And you were talking about Gabriel's horn. It's rumored in the Book of Revelation, the final horn that's going to be on God's
absolutely.
Judgment Day, whatever, is going to be Gabriel's horn. I personally,
when Jesus comes, absolutely.
Yes, but I'm not really into the Book of... That's left for conjecture. Like I said, whatever we bring on this show, this is our interpretation of what our experiences have been. I personally don't like the Book of Revelation. It freaks me out. I've studied it over 20 years, and it still freaks me out. It's very symbolic to me because the Apostle John, you know, it was interpreted by the Apostle John. So it's left to conjecture. So. I don't know about you, Stella, but that's how I feel about things.
Yeah, I don't like Revelation. I don't like Revelation either. I feel like I'll just sit back, twiddle my thumbs, and whatever the angels and God brings us, that's what we'll take, you know?
Uh-huh.
And because man, you know, they interpret the Bible verses like they want to interpret them. I mean, you know, whatever comes to them, and it may not always be right, because just like with us, you know, we get images of the future and everything for people, but then it's their will, and it's the way the tide turns and the moon and everything else and what they decide to do that really is the final outcome. And really, God is he can put his kibosh on it if he wants to, if it's going to save the person from themselves. So, you know, I just feel like you said, what we know to be proven and we have, like, the proof of and the knowledge of, and we have the physical building or the physical, like the Garden of Gethsemane and all that, you know, then we know that that's real.
Yeah, and that's one thing I want to kind of, that's a good point you bring out about readings. Today I had a person ask me about the timing issue. Now, timing, my readings are, I get numbers, and they could, if I feel they're far out, I will use months. If I feel they're close, I will use days to weeks. But I don't get a sense of, when I'm reading somebody, I just get a number. And that's left to conjecture, too, because they do not have timing on the other side. Timing is very fluid to them. If they're seeing it happening right now, it could be in the next 3 months, for all we know. On the other side, it's how it's left to conjecture, because my guide will say to me, why is this person asking when all the time? I'm like, I don't know. We're in a physical body. We're in a denser physical body. So timing is a very tricky situation. So is free will. I mean, God gave us free will. The angels do not have free will, but we do as humans. And that was proven in the Garden of Eden. Well, we can go into Bible stuff. We're not going to go into that. We're just going to say whatever your belief is, we honor it.
Yeah, but thanks for that good old apple.
Apple, pear, I've heard it all. I've heard so many different takes on it, different Bible books that weren't put in the Bible, all that wonderful stuff. It all depends. I mean, I think it all is left to conjecture, like I said. So we really need to just kind of focus on what the real meaning of the holidays are, getting back to that. So, and the holidays are a beautiful time, and Archangel Gabriel will give us messages. Like I said, I'm a recovered Catholic or Reformed Catholic or whatever you want to call it. You know, the Advent wreath. You know, and that's, you know, and that's for the arrival of Jesus. So we have Gabriel that announced to the Archangel Gabriel that announced to the Virgin Mary about Jesus' coming. So it's a good archangel to work with if you want to give messages, or if you, even if you want a message. I also did some research too. If you're looking for a message, maybe a job or a relationship, or waiting for someone to call you or whatever it is, light a candle and call on Archangel Gabriel to kind of some, you know, help speed up that message that it is brought to you sooner than later.
And Pope Pius XII, he proclaimed Gabriel as the patron of radio and television, so you know that he controls that too sometimes, and lets well all the time, and lets us know, you know, like what not to, like not to go with the negative and all that, you know.
Yes, and positive attitude does help. So it's interesting, though. I haven't picked up a Bible in I don't know how long. And when I was doing my research, I started reading, you know, the Bible passages from the Apostle Luke, who was a physician. I forgot about that. I know Matthew was the tax collector, and Luke was the physician, and how detailed he was in his writings in the book of Luke. And he's really the one that uses the account of Zachary and Elizabeth, you know, about John the Baptist's baptizers and arrival. He was an interesting man. Did you ever read about him, John the Baptist, or John the Baptizer, some people call him?
Yes.
How he used to eat locusts and honey?
I know. I know. It was, yeah. Well, you know, our soldiers that were, like, in Vietnam ate all kinds of things, too, so...
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like you're shown what to do, and you just do it. I don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
As
mm-hmm.
humans, I think when we're shown something, I think we just walk the path, you know. Sometimes I'll just, like, walk outside and not even know why, and I get outside, and I just start walking, and I'll have a message come to me, you know. It's like I have to get out of my own confines, you know. But we're all led. We just don't always realize it.
No, and sometimes when things look a little murky, sometimes the waters that look really murky, it's like a pond, and you look at the murky water, and you can't see, it's all muddy. And sometimes Archangel Gabriel did that for me. I went through that murky 2-year period where I didn't know which end was up. I had spirit come to me again. It was like when they opened up all my clarities, they were blown open. Because I had my near-death experience in September, I believe it was 16th, 2000. And when that occurred, everything opened up, and I started working with Archangel Gabriel back then. And those waters were really murky. That was a scary 2 years But I opened up, and here I am. So I must have, you know, I was led to where I was supposed to be, too.
Exactly. We all are. It's just that mm-hmm. if we choose to go in and listen to ourselves and listen to that feeling in our gut or the feeling, you know, like sometimes I know, like, my heart will beat like I'm anticipating something, and I go, okay, something's coming, you know. And sure enough, it'll get here, and it'll
yes.
be fine, you know.
And we will be fine. And if we're going through a rough time with a maybe transitioning of a job or finances or relationships or, like, opening up our spiritual gifts, which a lot of people are awakening their spiritual gifts because that's what we're meant to be. We're
They're
going through this.
People are becoming more sensitive.
Oh, I believe, yes.
To the divine and to the spiritual. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about, like, sitting in church every Sunday and you know, that kind of religion
mm-hmm.
and being proclaiming to be a Christian. I'm talking about spiritual, where they're really looking next door to see if the neighbor's car's all right or to see if the smoke's coming out of the neighbor's chimney, you know, if they have heat in the winter and all that. People are really starting to look out for one another. And
mm-hmm.
I've noticed that. I'm in an apartment complex, and I've noticed that even here.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my son left the trunk up on the car, and I had a neighbor knock on my door and tell me that they shut the trunk for me. You know, did
mm-hmm.
I have it open for a reason? And so I'm telling you, people really are starting to look out for one another, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, the people that are spiritual, that are really, like, soaking up the knowledge that is being shown them and given them,
mm-hmm.
I really feel like, I feel everything is going to turn around and everything is going to be good because, you know, and it says in the Bible, you know, God does not leave us comfortless, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is have the faith of a mustard seed and there you go.
Uh-huh, the faith. And I think with Gabriel, I'm working with Gabriel, I learned that messages come in the most unlikely sources. I feel that I would get a message. I would be, like, for example, I'd be in a grocery store in the line, and I'd get a message for somebody in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most annoying thing. When, you know, your guides are like, oh, give this one a message. Tell them so-and-so. And I'm like, are you kidding me? They're going to look at me like I'm smoking something or drinking something. It's a very disconcerting situation to be in. But sometimes I gave messages and I knew intuitively who I could and who I could not.
Right.
So our intuitions, you know, we all have intuition, whether we pay attention to it. Sometimes the ego is the loudest and the strongest when we have it. But our intuition comes in whispers. And comes in very lightly, and then the whispers get louder and louder and louder.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And people are starting to listen to their intuition more, and people are you're correct, Stella, are opening up to different ways than we can imagine possible.
Have you, been, like, in a grocery store or in a department store or walking down the street, any place where there's a group of people, Amy,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden it's like, they may be walking and like two people or whatever, and it's like you hear their conversation and it's like you have to walk up and give them an answer. I know that's happened to me, and I walk up and
mm-hmm.
I give them an answer and they go, that's what we were just talking about. I didn't realize we were talking that loud. And I said, well, maybe you weren't, but this is what I'm led to tell you. So
mm-hmm.
it's like they really weren't talking loud, but I could hear what they were saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And knew, you know, and oh, I have to tell them this, you know, because
mm-hmm.
that's the way I am. If I have something for somebody, it's like, I got to tell you.
Oh, yeah, and they're like, and I get that look like, who the hell are you sometimes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look at me like, I don't know if they're looking for the horns and the tail or the wings, you know. But
get your pitchfork out. Get your pitchfork out.
I know. They look at you like, oh, my God, you know.
Mhm.
But I just feel that I said that everybody just has to start to learn to listen, to meditate, to concentrate on their breathing when they get overwhelmed. Just and you will get all kinds of messages, and it will be for your highest good, of course, and it will lead you, like you said, Amy, out of the murky water.
Yeah, I remember those murky waters. It's like you don't want to go back there. You're glad you went through it. It was a learning and challenging process, and it was like a diamond that was being sharpened up and put the clarity in. But I wouldn't want, I would not want to go through that again. And when they did my, when my friend did my astrology chart for September, I think it was September 16th, 2000. She said to me, I was going to have a major spiritual cataclysmic experience. Well, I sure did. And a lot of things came to me. And I started working with the angels, too. I really opened up to the angels. I started to really experience the angels because when I had my first near-death, my second, that was my second near-death experience. The first one, I don't remember that well. I just knew I was changed, but not. This one, they really got my attention. They're like, wake up, sister. You better wake it up because you got a lot of work to do, and I do have a lot of work to do on this plane. They said to me, you know, I saw angels on either side. I had mostly, my near-death experience was with the angels. So, and I have an affinity with the angels, and I've taken integrated energy therapy, which is which channels the angelic healing. And there's a great website if anybody's interested, learnieet.com. And Stephen Thayer founded this, and I'm certified in it as well. And so I use the techniques that I've learned in different workshops and channel the angelic healing energies. And we'll, next month, we'll, our archangel will be Raphael, by the way, because we're starting a new year, and we're going to be healing different parts of ourselves. In January to February, we're going to be talking about forgiveness, how to forgive. Like I said, I've announced it on previous shows, but I just want to kind of reiterate that again, and we'll do a workshop on forgiveness. We'll do a 2-3-part series on that. So it's going to be an interesting interesting year coming up. So Archangel Raphael will be next month, and we're going to be talking about how to heal parts of ourselves. So kind of think about that, audience, what you would like to heal about yourself, but forgiveness is a big one. So what do you think, Steph?
Absolutely. And I think that it will, and people are going to really start really thinking and going into themselves and clearing out everything for the, for like the new year, really for the new year, like just get rid of all the baggage and all the trash and all the negativity, I feel.
Yeah, I agree
with
you.
I really feel like 2012 is going to be awesome for everybody that that really wants to partake and really wants to be positive. I really feel that they will be.
And I think 2011 was a lot of shifts. Even 2010, I believe, a lot of shifts occurred. And I got an email, I think I sent it to you, about, you know, about the, we focused, I believe, in America and other countries more on the material side of things. And where has that gotten us? Nowhere. It's gotten us unhappy, foreclosed houses.
You can't pack your suitcase and take any of it with you.
Well, like my dad said, I told you that I call his I call him Squireism because that's his nickname. You know, the coffin ain't big enough to take it with you, so you might as well spend it while you have it. That's his excuse for spending money.
Right, and you need to just spend your time making memories, because I tell everybody that's what goes with you, not the material.
No, and I mean, last week we talked about the holiday and, you know, when our loved ones cross over or go to the other side, it's okay to remember them at the table, because our relatives are with us when we celebrate a holiday or a gathering or a birthday celebration. They're around. Usually I can see them. I can see my you know, grandmother and my grandfather, and I can see them in spirit that they're around, especially around the holiday season. I could feel my grandfather here. Even though Thanksgiving, you know, what happened last a couple weeks ago, he was still around, because his last Thanksgiving was last year, you know, 2010, and he was around. He saw my house and everything that we had bought, and I was grateful for that, because he was able to say, see the house, you know, and see that everything was well. And I think he knew he was able to go, you know, cross over after that, go on to the other side. So they're with us, and it's okay to remember them. It's okay to remember our relatives. In fact, it's an honor. And like you said, the memories are always going to be there. They're in our hearts. And that's the important thing, not the Weeb game or the Toshiba television set or the laptop or whatever, even though I'm addicted to my laptop. I carry that puppy everywhere I go, like I said. So this month, as we get into the Christmas season, we got less than 3 weeks coming for Christmas. Archangel Gabriel, I hope that you'll call upon him if there's any messages you want for the Christmas holiday, or Stella and I can help you with that too. We'll be taking calls very soon. If you have any questions or comments or, you know, any inspirations. I know that Ariana said this morning that Archangel Gabriel was an instrumental angel up in the etheric realms or the angelic realms. There's different stations of angels too, by the way, which we'll do another show on that. And I'm not too familiar with them, so I'll have to do a lot of research, and I'll have to really go to my guides about that, because there is different stations of angels, and the archangels are, I believe, above the guardian angels. So I'll have to research that and get back to you on that one. I'm not going to speak on something that I don't have any knowledge of. So, but I can tell you that Archangel Gabriel is a very peaceful, calm angel to work with, not the fierce energy like Archangel Michael, who is the protector, the avenger. You can feel Archangel Michael in a New York minute. Archangel Gabriel has a very soft essence about him. He does come in, but you don't. It's not as heavier. I don't know. There's different energy vibrations. I don't know about you, Stella, but with Archangel Gabriel, to me, I feel a calmness and a peace, but I do get the messages very clearly when I work with Archangel Gabriel.
Yeah, he comes in like with a candlelight, but Michael, he comes in like the deer in the headlights.
Do you have the deer in the headlight look? Or do...
I do. It's like he blinds you.
Because sometimes if I'm feeling like a presence around me, we'll do Archangel Michael in a future show, but I was just telling a friend of mine that I was at the gym and doing my Zumba class, and I felt a negative energy to my right, and it was a new person in the class because I know everybody. I'm a big mouth. I know everybody in class. And I just did not like this person's presence, so I felt the need to protect my energy, and I called in Archangel Michael. I could feel, and I was getting warm, and Archangel Michael usually feels like I'm having a hot flash, but I'm not in that age group yet. I'm getting there. And it wasn't because we were doing dirty Zumba songs. But I could feel the presence right away. It was a protective energy. And I had to do that a couple times during class. So I don't know what the heck. When you walk by, I don't know about you, Stella, but if you walk by somebody, you notice, you know, psychically, that person's not, I don't know what it is, if it's a negative energy or that person's got something attached to them, or you never know.
I just get the feeling to put distance.
Mm-hmm.
That's the feeling I get. Like if I'm like watching a parade, for instance, or I'm someplace where there's like a group of people and I'm standing next to somebody and I just get like cold chills or whatever, I just move away.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that it's negative. You know that I don't need to be there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I get that about like if I meet somebody too. You know.
Oh, I know. You know within the
I
first
I either like them or I don't. And if I don't, well, too bad.
I when I would meet somebody I didn't like them, I would have to do, when I first opened up, I would have to know why I wouldn't like them or why they didn't like me or something. It could be they killed you in a past life for all you know. Or it could be they just have negative energy. They could be depressed. They could be
Ever wonder why.
Miss Analytical here. Are you kidding me? I had to know why everything was. I had to research everything. When I was opening up, I did so much research that I gave a ton of books away last year. I just had about near-death experiences, being clairsentient, everything, angels. No, I didn't give away my angel books, though, because I wanted to keep those. But there were certain books that I had read, I bought. I mean, Amazon.com loved me between the year 2000 and 2002. And, you know, they made a lot of money off of me because I was researching everything. Now it's more of, okay, let's go into the spiritual side of it.
Yeah.
But I was researching. I was really reading. So I was very, very interested in the metaphysics and the reason why, because things were. But I used to question, why don't I like that person? And sometimes you're not meant to know why. You just, your intuition doesn't make sense to you, but you follow it. It's the, like I said, it's the softest, and the ego is the loudest, and the first to be said, where the intuition is the quietest and the whispers. So, because people ask me, how do I know it's my intuition? Go by the feeling. It's a softer feeling. Sometimes it doesn't make sense.
Sometimes you don't know the feeling that you're having,
mm-hmm.
why you're having a feeling, but you always get an answer. It's like
right,
know.
Or you don't know why to stay away from that person. You just mm-hmm. know to get the hell out of Dodge.
Exactly.
And you just don't know. Well, we'll be taking calls very shortly. I'll give you the call-in numbers if anyone wants to call or comment or has a question. The 1-800 number for the U.S. and Canada is 1-888-627-6008. And that number can be, you know, we'll be taking calls in about a minute or so. And those outside of the continental USA is area code 530-413-4522. So now that we got that out of the way, I think that Archangel Gabriel will be a good angel for all of us to work with. You know, even out in the audience, you can do a lot of research. But I believe that's the only archangel that I know of that's really mentioned in the Bible. I don't know of any other angels, or the archangels. We have so many archangels. I mean, we have Gabriel, we have Michael, we have Raphael, we have Uriel, we have Chamuel, Jophiel. You work with Jophiel, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Zadokiel, Raziel.
I work with too.
Yeah, we work with them. I'm getting a buzz from Raziel, my right temple side. Oh my goodness, it's a strong archangel. So this will be interesting. So Estella, have you noticed with the time change? I don't know about you, but I've noticed. I don't know if it's the weather, but I just feel like with this Mercury retrograde, it's been horrible. What it is.
It has been, and it's really, like, depleted some of my energy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also it doesn't help the fact that the days are shorter, and, well, this morning in North Texas there was snow, so that doesn't help either.
Snow? You have snow and Western New York doesn't? What's wrong with this picture?
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm in the wrong end of the state. Yeah, we had snow in Fort Worth, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
And Decatur, like up north. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And it was raining, and there was, like, sleet here early this morning where
mm-hmm.
I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, not here. We're in the 50s, and I'm waiting to get hit with 5 feet of snow, because this usually, we don't usually go without a snow mark, you know, our first snowfall. We've had very mild days. I can't even talk, see? That's what happened. Mild days.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, you really have up there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I call it Snowsville. But anyway, the angels are saying that, you know, this is going to be, once we get out of this Mercury retrograde, there's like a shadow period, I believe, we're going to have a better month towards like the second half of the month. I think the first half, everything could have broken down has. I don't know about you, but my computer, everything's been going back and forth here. So,
absolutely. And the message that I'm getting for the audience from Archangel Michael, Amy, is you are safe. I am protecting
okay.
you against lower energies and guarding you, your loved ones, and home. So we have nothing, absolutely nothing to fear.
Even a snowstorm?
Right. You won't get snowed in, honey.
That's all right. I could use it. I could use it. I don't mind. I don't mind snowstorms. I really don't. Working from home, I used to dread it, but not anymore. But no, we are safe. We are safe in these times. We just got to be really careful with traveling. It is going to be an interesting, I believe, holiday season for all of us. And it's going to be a wonderful holiday season. And Ariana says,
I think it's going to be more of making memories with people, with family and friends and everything than it is with, oh, I got this, or, oh, I got that.
Mm-hmm.
You have a caller on line 3.
Okay, thank you very much. Hi, welcome. Welcome to Angel Answers. This is Amy. How can I help you?
Hi, Amy. This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I didn't really have a question, but I really enjoyed the show, and I was, I always believed in guardian angels, and I've had a lot of experience with guardian angels, but I never really thought about the archangels in that, and I just wanted to let you know that you and Stella, you really put on a really interesting show.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, and Catherine
and
is from
I didn't
my
really
area.
I didn't really call with a question, but I because I'm going to listen every week for now, but I just thought you guys put on a very good show.
You didn't get us tired of us talking about the weather? Because
no,
you're from the Western New York area too,
all.
Right?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
You're from
Buffalo, New York. Buffalo, New York. So no, the weather doesn't really bother me here. But it was very interesting, and I learned a lot that I didn't know. So that's all I called to tell you about.
Good. You said you had some. Hello.
Hello.
Oh yes.
Okay, I thought we lost. You talked about. You told me a story about your daughter, guardian angel with your daughter. You want to tell me about? You want to tell the audience about that story?
Oh yes, I will tell about that. My daughter was about 6, and I used to let her cross the street with me outside, and I would look both ways, and because she wanted to go just across into the store and out, so I let her do that.
Oh, okay.
I looked both ways, she looked both ways. Nothing was coming, and she's in the middle of the road, and from nowhere there was a huge van, and I said, run. And something picked her up. It's like they swooped her up. Her whole body went up into the air onto the curb across the street.
Oh.
And I know it was her guardian angel. So I went across the street, picked her up, brought her back over and sat on the porch and burst into tears because it would have hit her. I don't know I know why it didn't hit her because of that, but wow, it was really, really, I can't describe it. It was something else.
Absolutely.
Aww. Wow.
And you, that will always stay with you, honey, and that angel will always be with you, too. Because I have
yes,
the angel
I believe that.
Yes,
yeah.
The angel that appeared to me when I broke my back, I see him whenever I get really down or when I get really anxious about something, I see him absolutely in those green scrubs and that dark hair.
And it's the same angel?
Yes. Hello?
Wow.
Hello?
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same angel that you see all the time?
Yes, but whenever I get really, the one that appeared to me, and the angel that appeared to you with your daughter, absolutely will show back up. You will see that angel,
good.
And you will know who that angel is. You will have a physical picture of that angel. You certainly will, Catherine.
Yeah, and when I believe that the archangels really your guardian angel. I'm sorry, they're different than the archangels. Is your one of your daughters, I believe. But I'm hearing something about the angels. Yeah, because I believe your daughter is very protected, so you can tell her that too. Because I know she was a little worried.
Absolutely,
about
she won't have to worry about anything else. I think we have.
Yes, I will tell her that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much,
Catherine. We got to get going. We got some callers on the other line. But thank you for calling,
that's
honey.
Fine.
I'll talk
have
to
a
you
nice
soon.
Day. Okay.
You too, sweetie.
Bye.
Take care. Okay. Bye bye. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hi.
Hi there.
Yeah. Hi, Richard.
I just
have
a question. If you can see if there's any messages coming through, because I regularly feel somebody touching my hand. I can feel spider web feeling across my face.
Sure.
Somebody's
sure.
Blowing on my eyelashes.
Yeah.
I can hear my name called every now and then.
Yeah. I feel it's your mother, definitely. Your mother who's in spirit. But I also get something from the angels. Let me see what I have for you this week, okay? You are the guitar player, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I heard a sweet female voice a couple days ago.
Okay.
Saying hello.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm hearing, though, Richard, I get balance for you today, just to kind of seek out balance, because they're telling me to kind of actually balance your time a little bit and know that the time your time needs to be balanced out a little bit more to practice balance. And don't worry about the what ifs and the whens, but know that it's around you. But I feel like it's your mother.
There's
like
a gentleness around him, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. So, yes, yeah, so Richard, you definitely are doing well. So you keep hanging in there. But today's message for you is balance. Okay, sweetie?
Okay.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Talk to you soon. Bye, sweetie. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, yes, hi.
Hi, it's Mindy.
Hi, Mindy.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know you guys did this together. This is wonderful.
Oh, yes.
It's a little secret. You can't tell anybody.
Okay, I won't.
You know what I'm talking about.
I won't.
You can't let the cat out of the bag, Mindy.
I won't.
Knows.
I promise.
I know.
So how are you doing today,
Mindy?
I had
a completely different... You know, I'm doing really, really well. Very well.
Yes.
And I have a question for you with regards to my dad. Has passed away, but as 6 years. I'm listening to you and this radio show, and you know, I listen to some of the archived ones, and you know, talking about your gifts and whatnot. I had a question for you.
Sure.
I've always felt very close to my dad, but when I was in high school, my dad started to get me to read Edgar Cayce books.
Oh, cool!
Time,
yes, Edgar Cayce's.
I had no idea why the heck he was doing it.
Uh-huh.
Did my dad know that maybe I had more of a spiritual connection, or he saw
What's
something
your dad's
along
name,
those
honey?
Lines?
What's his first name?
Raymond.
That's Raymond. I'm getting a nodding of yes, and I feel that he knew that he. Thank you. He knew that you were very gifted yourself, honey. You do have a lot of gifts, and you yourself, as you get over the next, they're showing me a three here with over the next 3 years, Do you get visions, honey?
You know, I don't know necessarily about visions, but I definitely feel things.
I know you're clairsentient, but I'm getting something with your clairvoyance. So you are very gifted, doll, but yes. I am getting the message this is down the road, like within three years. It's down the road, but yes, your father's nodding. Yes, he did see. He himself believed in a lot of spiritual things, and he wanted to kind of pass that along to you.
Okay.
And by the way, Edgar Cayce's father's nickname, like my dad was a squire, his name was the squire too nickname. I didn't know that. A friend of mine told me about that. So.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Yeah, so. Yes, he is, doll.
Well,
yes,
great.
And his father.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Thank you for calling in. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Mindy.
You have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon, doll. Hello?
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 I just wanted to tell you what a great show
you
did.
Hi, how you doing, Chris?
Not too bad. I was pretty fascinated with your discussions of Gabriel, and I just wanted to make maybe one point that I noticed when it comes to the practice of magic. I know you didn't notice that Gabriel is a much calmer influence than some of the more, you know, fiery angel influences like Michael.
Okay.
And when it comes to magic, Gabriel has been associated with the element of water, which does...
Yeah, isn't... Yeah, I was
going to
say, you're just... Yeah, the water signs of Pisces, Scorpio, or, what's it, Cancer. You're right, yes.
In fact, Gabriel has been depicted as carrying a goblet or a cup in a lot of his depictions, which is, of course, a water symbol. And, you know, Michael has been associated with fire, you know, including the sword, which is another symbol. And I just thought that was pretty fascinating.
Yeah. Well, next week, Chris is going to be presenting us with Angel Magic next week. He's going to be doing, we're going to be doing a show on that. So that will be interesting, and we'll be gearing up for that, right, Mr. Chris?
Most definitely. I look forward to it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I forgot about that. Thank you for bringing that to my attention, because when we work with the archangels, they are associated with air, water, fire, and earth. So, okay.
Okay, I'm up. Talk to you later, Amy.
Okay, you got it. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. And okay, do we have any other callers on the line?
Not at this time.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, that was some. We had some wonderful calls today. A lot of people that are listening to our show, and we're very, very grateful that we're getting some listeners, and we have some wonderful.
Today, but some of the beeping that comes through, it was a call waiting service. You just had all the lines filled, and it just kept on going beep, beep, beep. So you got a lot of callers, but they couldn't get through. Maybe next time.
Okay. We had a lot of callers today. Our engineer Doug just told us, which is we have some time yet. We have about a few minutes before we're off the air. If you want to call in, like I said, the number is 1-888-627-6008, and then outside the continental U.S. is 530-413-4522. And like I said, this show is really about the Christmas season. That's why we chose Archangel Gabriel. And that's our Archangel of the Month. And we want to educate you about the archangels. This is our goal, Stella and I, is to educate people on the different angels because there's so much knowledge out there that both Stella and I have, and we want to share that with you. So it's nice to hear from the callers that we are, you know, educating you. And that gladdens my heart. I'm very grateful for that all this knowledge and all this book work and all this experiences that I've had and Stella has had, we can educate you. And that's our goal here. And we also want to remind people out there who have a psychic line that you, if you want to talk privately, not call in, pmp-advisors.com. Stella and I are on there. I'm Angelic Amy, and she is Stella.
On line 3.
Thank you. And we have another caller. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello. Fine, thanks. Yeah, I just called in and ask you, how do you communicate? How do you listen to, like, how do you discern, you know, the voices, like, in your head and, like, messages coming in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. That's a very good question, Mark. Is it right, correct? I've learned... That's why I worked with someone for my first, when I opened up again. The voices in my head are loud and negative, and sometimes the voices are from my past. But I learned that the angelic energy that I pick up on is very soft and soothing and very gentle. And the mediumship work that I do, they show me images, and I'll get very strong images of the person, and they show it to me in different ways, like through my clairvoyance, or I feel things. And I just could feel the messages come through me. So it comes to me in different ways. I don't know. How about you, Stella? How do you get your messages?
Absolutely. I either get images of the person, or I get symbols. Like the angels may show me a strawberry. They may show me a pickle. They may show me a rock. But I get the message from that, and I know what it is. It's very, very hard to explain, Mike. You just have to be still and listen. You know, just like Jesus used to go by the big rock and everything, and he would be still and pray, and he would receive messages from the Father, that's what we do. And that's what you need to do. And I promise you, you will get messages.
Okay.
Yeah, even if the messages are slow in coming at first. Some people use tarot cards. Some people use oracle cards, angel oracle cards, or... Yeah, different cards, or just meditate, and they get messages that way. But with me, I know I learned through trial and error where I was getting my messages from. And I know my angels, they're a higher vibration, and I have to really tune into them. And like Stella and I were talking about this, we get really, it's a higher vibration. So our first couple of shows, she was taking naps, and so was I, because I hadn't worked with the angels. I had worked with them, but it was in a different capacity, so... I hope that answers your question, Mark. I don't know if that does, but...
Yes. Is there any message that you're getting for me today?
Sure. Stella, would you like to give this fine gentleman a message?
Mark, I'm seeing the outdoors. It's like I'm being told by Jophiel, like, go outside, get some fresh air, connect with nature, and it'll help relieve your stress, and you're going to gain new creative ideas. So that's your answer, honey. You get outdoors and you right now and you listen and you just like pick up a stone that you, because you're going to see one that's going to be real pretty or that's going to get your attention, pick it up and you'll get a message. I promise.
Mm-hmm.
And the angels promise you will. Okay?
Okay.
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 Thank you.
All right, Mark. Thank you for calling in. It was an honor to talk with you today. You take care.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you. And I might add,
Amy, that the angels are really, really around us because my new puppy dog, Jake, is just laying here by me, and he's just taking it all in and sleeping.
I have three cats that are quiet. You know
they are. Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
And I'm getting a very, very high vibration in my right temple area. When the angels work with me, I get that, and I'm getting, like, inundated with energy right now. So I do feel them around us. So,
absolutely.
And I'm getting really warm, so I don't know if I called an Archangel Michael too much.
That is really funny, Amy, because I hadn't thought about how warm I am, but I just went and turned down the thermostat, and the heat's not even on. So, see, I just do things automatically or something. I don't think about it. I just know that they must be there. I don't consciously. I'm unconscious half the time anyway. But I did.
No, you're not.
I just went and turned it down, the thermostat, and it's not even on.
Mm-hmm.
40 degrees outside, so you know they're really around us. They need to start flapping their wings to cool us off.
I'm sure that won't happen. But
I know.
Mike, already an angel, like, no, that's not going to happen. But Stella, once again, if you didn't, we didn't get to you today or you have questions, we're on pmp-advisors.com. I'm on in the morning. Stella's on. I'm jumping on more and more. If you need to talk with me or Stella, send us emails or arrange a call or a callback, and we're more than happy to connect with you. So, Stella, I think we had a really good show today. I'm glad we're educating people. And it was a pleasure to talk with you today. It really was. It was a pleasure connecting with you, as always.
Well, excuse me, Amy. That's the way I feel with you. It's like when we get together, we just connect, honey.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the belt going in the buckle, and that's that. We're sewed up.
And like I said, next week we're having Angel Magic, and Chris will be my guest star, my co-host. Stella, if you want to call in, that would be great. But you can take a break a little bit. You poor girl, you've had three times with me. You're probably ready to commit murder. No, just
kidding. I will really enjoy listening to him. Chris is very knowledgeable, and he's had a lot of experiences.
Yes, he has. So we're going to tie that up. So we want to thank everyone today for listening to us. We appreciate it. Sorry for the late start, but Mercury Retrograde does that to wonderful electronics. And we'll be seeing you next week, same time, same bat channel. Take care. Have a good one.
Bye, everybody.